May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 20. Ere the blue heavens were stretched abroad, from everlasting was the Word. With God he was, the Word was God, and must divinely be adored. Hymn number 20.
Thank you. Let us read the Word of God. Three short portions, friends, this evening. First, in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, reading from verse 18. Then reading in John's Gospel, chapter 1, and also reading in Galatians, that is chapter 4. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, reading from verse 18. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she brought forth a firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Also, let us read, friends, in John's Gospel, chapter 1. We read the first 14 verses, John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Also, friends, let us read in Paul's epistle to the Galatians, chapter 4. Galatians, chapter 4, just a short part of the chapter. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time, was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Thus far we read, friends. May God bless his holy word to us, and may he grant us prayer. Let us pray. O Lord God Almighty, we come before thee once more, seeking thee, seeking for the much needed help we feel to need. We come to thee, O God the Father, and we come pleading the precious name of Jesus Christ, thy dear well-beloved Son. O Lord, we come pleading that name the Father loves to hear his children plead. Lord, oh, the wonderful truth, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. We would bow low, Lord, now, and come to thee, O God, who holy art, pleading, believing, trusting in thy dear beloved Son as our advocate, our mediator, our great high priest. O Lord, do hear us, do accept us in thy beloved Son. We know we have no grounds to expect acceptance with thee in ourselves or in anything else, but in Jesus Christ. Oh, thy word is so precious and wonderful. Thy people made accepted in the beloved. This is our only hope, Lord. We have no other hope, we have no other trust. O Lord, we come now with nothing in our hands, simply to thy cross we cling. Do look, Lord, in mercy upon us. Do grant us to be feelingly in the exercise of faith. O Lord, we have no help in self, no hope in self. But O Lord, that favour we trust there was granted. Even faith in thee, faith in the bleeding lamb. We come, Lord, to thee now, begging to hear us, O Lord, in heaven thy dwelling place. When thou hearest, Lord, forgive. We do feel we need to so much come with confession of our sins, sins within us and all about us. We still have the old nature. Oh, we still have the carnal mind, which is at enmity against God, not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. But we do trust, Lord. We have been granted thy grace, and we would come thus, Lord, looking away from ourselves, looking unto thee. O Lord, we pray, may we know thy coming to us and entering into us and casting out sin from us, and that that part of us we hope we possess by grace might be in ascendancy as we are here in this service, Lord, that we may worship thee in spirit and in truth. Do help us, do grant us a true spirit of worship. Oh, do grant that we may be under the exercise of the principles of grace in the new man of grace. Give witness of it in us each, Lord, each that are made by thee concerned, as sinners feeling their need. O Lord, grant us to feel the holy influence of the Spirit within us, the leading and teaching of the Spirit, the exercise of the Spirit. Lead us into thy truth, Lord, and teach us. Grant us to be favoured to feelingly be in the Spirit on the Lord's day. We are dependent wholly upon thee, Lord, and thy grace. We have nothing of our own. We come, Lord, in this way, wholly dependent upon thee, our Lord, our God. Oh, we pray that thus we may be enabled to worship our God in spirit and in truth. To thee, our good and gracious God, we come, O Lord, desiring to praise thee. Lord, do come and be among us this evening, Lord, in thy house here. Thou knowest thy dear people here at Swavesey. Thou knowest our favour of knowing them and our love to them, the bond we have and the things we've proved of thy favour in meeting together with our friends here. Oh, we pray we may have a single eye to thy glory, Lord. We pray this may be our first purpose and exercise the honour and glory of our God, to worship our God in spirit and in truth, to worship thee, our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Do so grant, Lord, that the Holy Spirit may take of the things of Jesus Christ and reveal them unto us. And, O Lord, that we may, in that wonderful way of the favour thou dost grant to thy people, feel the blessedness of that spirit of adoption that we've read of, whereby thy people cry, Abba, Father. O Lord, we beg of thee we may truly know the favour, the secret of the wonderful favours of thy grace. Oh, that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And can we say it, Lord, in praise and thankfulness to thee? And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. May there be this favour known. Oh, may it be blessedly felt here tonight. May poor sinners bless with faith, with grace, with faith. May they be able to say and acknowledge it. We beheld his glory. We know the apostles, they were favoured too and give witness of it. John was, the other apostles were. But oh, that we might know personally here tonight and feel that favour, we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We seek, Lord, to have, we beg for it, a faith view of thee. Lord, we would come like those wise men did and fall down and worship thee. Oh, we would come like those shepherds did. Oh, Lord, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass. Oh, may we by faith, Lord, come to Bethlehem. May we by faith see thee here on the earth, born in that wonderful way, Lord, and separate from sinners, Lord. Help us to see thee and know thee, and oh, that we could know and love thee more. Lord, help us. So do grant to thy people, Lord, that favour of grace in exercise, faith, believing, granting them the enabling to be in believing. Lord, we pray for this. Oh, how often it is with us, how could I but believe, then all would easy be. Oh, may faith be active in thee, Lord, to thee and in thee the Lamb once slain. Lord, for thou didst come, and those wise men knew what thou hadst come for. Oh, how they gave witness of this with the gifts they brought. Oh, the Son of God born to die, born to suffer, bleed and die, to suffer the just for the unjust, to bring his people to God. Oh, Lord, may we personally feel the favour of this, that thou didst come for me, that he loved me and gave himself for me. Bless souls that they may be able to know and feel it and acknowledge it, to testify it. Oh, how the apostle testified of it, thy love and his love to thee, who loved me and gave himself for me. Lord, that we might so live in that way, in obedience and praise and thanksgiving, showing forth thy praise. Let us, Lord, live unto thee. Give us the enabling, the grace, that not the world errest appear. Let us haste from all below. O, grant us to truly be in the Spirit and praising thee, our God. O Lord, as we have the hymns that we sing, may we feel the favours of those things acknowledged in the hymns of thy wonderful goodness, thy love and mercy. May we sing from the heart and with the understanding. And help us in speaking here tonight, Lord. You know, if one feels his poverty and his limitations, and we need thee to pour in, as our friend has prayed, that we may pour out. And there might be a portion for each soul, could it please thee. Bless the young people, Lord. Oh, do bless them, favour them. Oh, may they have the favour of thy grace implanted in them, given them of the Spirit. Oh, Lord, may they know they're born of God, born again. Bless the young people. Thou knowest those that are concerned and exercised. We believe among the young people here there are those. And oh, we do pray that thou would go on to work where thou hast begun thy work. We believe, Lord, thou wilt do. Thou wilt never begin thy work to leave it, Lord, to not be continued. No, he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it. The apostle was clear on that. He who hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. We look for thy performing, Lord, thy doing thy work, thy establishing sinners in the faith, thy wonderful favour, thy witnessing by the Spirit, that this and that one is born in her, in Zion. Let thy work appear, Lord. Oh, thy work in quickening dead sinners into life, calling them by thy grace according to thy will. Go on to work in and among the dear friends here. Lord, thou knowest those that are young, those that are older. Lord, thou knowest we would not be left to take for granted that the older ones are all born of the Spirit. We are not the judge. We would not want to be in judgment. But Lord, we are concerned for their souls. We are concerned for each of us how we stand. Thou hast given us the burden for souls. We watch for souls, Lord, because we are aware of that we must give an account. Oh, Lord, we pray we may, Lord, as the apostle said, give an account and not be having to give it with grief and sorrow, but with holy joy of what the Lord has done. Lord, do bless the friends. Bless them each. Do them good. Do good in thy good pleasure here tonight. And so cause that sinners may feel, know the wonderful power of the love of God, the love of Christ. Shed abroad the Saviour's love in us, Lord. May we burn with holy love to thee in return. Oh, we may know the heavenly heat, that fire of the love of God. Oh, do kindle it in us, Lord. We thought as we watched our friend trying to kindle the fire, oh, what it causes us to think of. Kindle some flame of sacred love in these cold hearts of ours, Lord. They are so often cold. Do, Lord, come with thy heavenly heat and set our souls on fire. May we have that love that John speaks of in return to thee. We love him because he first loved us. May we feel the power of love divine here now, here this evening. So do come, Lord, and bless souls young and old. We especially think of the little ones and young people, Lord. Do watch over them and keep them in their growing up in this terrible world. Keep them from the evil. Lord, if it be thy will to begin thy work in them in early days of their lives, what a wonderful thing and wonderful favour this is, if thou dost so, according to thy sovereign will, manifest one and another's children born of the Spirit. Oh, do bless them. Suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. And Lord, oh, we that are older would be in exercise. Make me like a little child, right simple-hearted, meek and mild. Lord, we do want to be tender. We do want to be meek. We do not want to be hard. We do not want to be, certainly we do not want to be self-righteous. But, oh, to be self-renouncing, grace-admiring. Oh, make me like a little child, right simple-hearted, meek and mild. Lord, do it. Do it in us and for us, we beg. Be with afflicted friends, Lord. You know with those that have their infirmities, we remember any that are not able to gather tonight, here and elsewhere as thy people gather. Be with all thy dear people, those in affliction. Sanctify it, Lord. Oh, give those who feel pain and affliction upon them the favour of meditating upon thee, considering thee, Lord. Oh, Lord, we know how blessed and profitable it will be if thou dost sanctify affliction in thy people and causing them to have fellowship with thee, even fellowship with thee in thy sufferings. Lord, do bless us, the afflicted. Heal, Lord, where it is thy will, and restore, raise up, Lord. We acknowledge how thou hast restored in some measure some of our dear friends we know and love for the truth's sake. Some have been able to return home, whereas they were in hospital and in the homes of our people, Lord, but return home now. Bless them, be with them. Bless them at this season. Bless family circles, Lord. Oh, may it be a time of favour, Lord, in family circles. Lord, we are concerned for loved ones, those who do not seem to be concerned personally for their need of salvation. Lord, we know it's thy way to make a sinner know his need. Do it, Lord, in those that may be careless and unconcerned. Quicken souls and make them cry, Jesus, save me or I die. Oh, Lord, thou knowest the burden we carry for many, our own dear loved ones and friends and theirs, those that have, some of them, gone their own way, headlong as their mad career. We pray thou wilt bring them back, thou wilt stop them in their wild career. Lord, thou knowest all our concern, our exercise. We pray, Lord, hear us. In heaven thy dwelling place. All these many things of our concerns and burdens, Lord, we pray, do come and favour us, Lord, now. Help us to worship thee. Oh, give light and understanding in the word of truth. Oh, may we by faith behold thee, the Lamb of God. O Lord, that wonderful fullness of time, wonderful redemption, that we might know and feel the favour of it personally. Grant the application to thy people, thy divine atonement, thy precious blood shed. May pardon and peace be known and felt by precious souls here. Pardon and peace through the blood of the Lamb. O Lord, do come. As we think of thee at this time, that dear babe of Bethlehem, in that dear babe of Bethlehem I see, my God contracted to a span for me and all what it means, Lord. Here it is, go to Calvary and suffer the just for the unjust to bring thy people to God. May precious souls here know, you assure them, Lord, it was for me the Saviour died. He loved me and gave himself for me. Do seal this favour to precious souls and help them to so know and feel it. And Lord, we think of thy word, the exhortations of thy word, that thy people, that they may be so favoured and testify what the Lord has done for my soul. Tell it to the generation following. To speak like the sparrows did in the song. This is my beloved, this is my friend. O ye daughters of Jerusalem. He's altogether lovely, the chief among 10,000. O Lord, do help us to show forth thy praise. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 1054. Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the saints thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Hymn 1054.
Thank you.
as the Lord may help us, friends. I would direct you to that last reading we read this evening, the Epistle of Paul to the Galatians, chapter 4, and the verses 4, 5, and 6. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. We hope we can continue, friends, to remember the holy, sinless birth of our Lord. He was born, his people to deliver. We've heard that in what we've just sung. Set sinners free, save sinners from sin and death and hell, and save them, make them, prepare them by all what he has done, and the Spirit applying it, blessing souls that they may be saved by grace, prepared for heaven. We hope we're by grace found in the secret of it. Are you favoured with hope and faith to believe that God has been working in you and me? Are we? Personally, we should each consider it. Am I made a real Christian? Washed in the Redeemer's blood, have I union with the church's living head? God's way of saving souls is he gave his only begotten Son. And the way he gave his only begotten Son was he came. God the Father sent his only begotten Son, gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. And according to the covenant transactions of Jehovah, the Son of God, that appointed time come when he came to this earth, and we know how he was born. We've read, the word is clear, how the Son of God was born. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And here the apostle has the same theme, acknowledging it, right into these Galatians. He's acknowledging it in this way, as the context shows. And when the fullness of time was come, that appointed time, that perfect time, according to the perfect mind and will of God, when Christ was to be born and come to this world, born by birth mysterious to man, and born separate to sinners, body prepared for him in that way by the overshadowing of the Virgin Mary. So he was born sin accepted, separate from sinners. Took upon him human nature, human flesh, but separate from sinners, holy birth. The humanity of Christ, perfect, holy humanity. And how he lived a perfect life, kept the whole law of God. But let us consider here, there's the acknowledgement of bondage under the law, because the law is broken by all humanity, and the law demands payment, and the people cannot pay, cannot satisfy the law. The law condemns, and it's acknowledged here in this way. But friends, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. And the word here is oh, if I may put it carefully, it's got the explaining in it to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Oh, yeah. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, and he sent him forth in this way, by that way of him taking upon him human nature, separate from sin, separate from sinners. And the fullness of time was come, according to God's determinate counsel and his foreknowledge, according to that purpose agreed in covenant in the Trinity. And the fullness of time was come. That time, at this time of the year, we remember that fullness of time. I think really, friends, we should be remembering it all the year round, and you will, I believe, if God is dealing with you, teaching you. For Jesus Christ is made so important, so precious, such a living, bright reality of greatest importance to you. You need a Saviour. You need Jesus Christ. He's that wonderful lover who took flesh of our flesh from sin to release us, that yoke so long worn. That's what's felt under the law, the condemning sentence of the law. Oh, that yoke so long worn. But God came, the Son of God came from sin to release us, that yoke so long worn. The Saviour, the language of it in winter was born. He came to release us from sin and guilt, friends. And this could only be by redemption. Redemption by price paid. Wonderful record this. How the apostle knew it. Wonderfully favoured with faith. He knew personally and he made it known in his letters. But when the fullness of time was come, look how all those that look back, as we look back to Calvary, how these apostles of the Lamb did, how they preached it. The Son of God came, and oh, they acknowledge it. Every one of God's people acknowledge it, because it is so important. It's all important to the people of God. That Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came when the fullness of time was come. And here, friends, it is God sent forth his Son. Think particularly of God the Father. God sent forth his Son. In Isaiah 53, those things are so stated there that God, seeing his people under condemnation in guilt of sin, seeing them and they are acknowledged, the people of God acknowledge it personally as God by the Spirit teaches them, deals with them. Oh, we like sheep. Isaiah knew it. Every one of God's people will be made to know it. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. But this wonder of wonders, the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He come to redeem them that were under the law. God sent forth his Son. He sent forth his Son. His Son, the Son of God, came. Oh, those words I mentioned earlier today, John's words in his epistle, we know that the Son of God is come. Oh, wonder, wonders. Oh, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. You know the holy, sinless birth of Christ. Such a wondrous truth, isn't it? The wonderful way he came, born in that way. And how The wonderful tidings were given, as we read this morning, by the angel to the shepherds. And as we read this afternoon and this evening, regarding the Lord's birth and reading on further from where we read this evening, there were those wise men that came from the east, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? God has sent forth his Son. He come to this earth." You know, it's a lovely couplet. I often think of it, ponder it, and sometimes quote it. "This is he, 'tis he, 'tis God's dear Son, wrapped in humanity to die." And oh, how personal it is, friends, how it is so personal to us, because God is dealing with us. You will be feeling it if he's dealing with you. Oh, he gave his Son, see, it is God's dear Son, wrapped in humanity to die for crimes that I have done. Oh, can you, have you hope that it is so? Can you say that truthfully? You see him by faith. He's come for you. He's come to suffer, bleed and die for crimes that I have done. This is most vital. This is most important. You need redemption. I need redemption. We need to know and taste redeeming love, because we've sinned and we've sold ourselves away. The word says we've sold ourselves for naught. They're wonderful words in the book of the prophet too. "You've sold yourselves for naught, you shall be redeemed without money." Everyone of God's people must be redeemed, and indeed without money. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. It's all of God's free grace. Free grace to every heaven-born soul. It will be our constant theme. God gave, he sent, he gave his Son. He sent forth his Son. Notice it's God, fullness of time. God sent forth his Son. Sent from heaven. Sent forth to the earth. Sent, he who was equal with the Father and the Spirit in the Godhead, sent forth his Son. Oh, and the way, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. You know, those wise men knew what the Lord had come for. They had hope he'd come for them. They knew he'd come to suffer, bleed and die. Knew he'd come to shed his blood to atone for the sins of the whole church of God, to redeem the church. Do we, are we brought? Is it with you that God's brought you and me to know our great need and our need to depend upon wholly what Christ has done for our redemption? Oh, to know, solemnly know, we have no other way, no other hope. There's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved but Jesus Christ. God sent forth his Son, sent him forth from heaven down to the earth. In that way, he was found in fashion as a man, took upon him human nature, separate from sinners. That joining, that indissoluble union made by God, God giving his Son, sending forth his Son, and his Son here, born here on earth, come in that way, and seen in the manger, the Ancient of Days, the Son of God. Yes. Oh, he was sent forth by God. Think of the love in the heart of God, God the Father, to send forth his dear Son, sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that were under the law. No way could we escape being under the law. No way could we make ourselves free. No way could we bring ourselves out of the condemnation of the law. Oh, the law demands blood for blood. It does. Out he let his holy flood of his blood atonement, redemption. Oh, our Lord came to suffer, bleed and die. Oh, he came to redeem them that were under the law, to buy them back, to buy, to redeem, to pay the redemption price, that his people might be set free. Lovely theme, what we sing, come to for his people to deliver them from the bondage of the law, to bring that wonderful freeness, free grace, free and full salvation, because he paid the price. He settled the debt of the church of God. Redeem them that were under the law. Has God brought you to solemnly know how you are under the law, how the law condemns you? Has he brought you to solemnly feel that you have no hope of yourselves, releasing yourselves? You cannot. It can never be. No one can release themselves. No one can redeem themselves. No one can save themselves. And you can't look to any arm of flesh. Arm of flesh will fail you. You'll learn you must not, dare not trust to that. No, it's Jesus Christ only. It's Jesus, the Lamb of God. Oh, he alone that you must rely upon. And God has sent him forth. Sent him forth to the earth. Given his only begotten Son. Oh, he's come. Wonderful, he's come. Wonder of wonders. And here is our hope. Oh, our hope built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. You think of it in the in the understanding God will give his people of the sacred humanity of Christ. Oh, that boy, that little babe, dear babe of Bethlehem, you see him by faith. And as I said, come for the purpose, to grow and to become a man Christ Jesus. To walk this earth, go about doing good, and have his face set as a flint toward Jerusalem. Some of the young people here know, having heard my preaching a week or so ago, week last Friday, where we tried to speak of that, the word of truth, where the Lord spoke. We know when he was first hailed and began to enter upon his ministry just before he came to John to Jordan to be baptized of him. And John forbade him. John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? But Jesus said, suffer it to be so now. Is he saying that to you? Suffer it to be so now. Well, he said, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. They were words that the Lord spoke to John. Somewhat later on, you go to Luke's Gospel, chapter 12. The Lord speaks of baptism. He says, I have a baptism to be baptized with, and now am I straitened till it be accomplished. Oh, here we sing, as have done today, born his people to deliver. the way, the only way he could and he must deliver his people was God the Father had laid upon him, given him to have that baptism, to be baptized with. And he said in perfect love, how am I straitened till it be accomplished? Oh, the wonder of it, the wonders of redeeming love. God sent forth his Son, made of the woman, made of a woman, made under the law to redeem. To redeem them that are under, that's you and me. I hope it is. If God has begun with us, like we read further down, if he's taken us in hand, if he's adopted us as his, having set his love upon us before the world, and now in time, has he taken us in hand? Is he dealing with us? And because we are sons, oh, sons of God and joint heirs with Christ, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son, because he set his love upon us before the world, because ye are sons, in the perfect, holy covenant love of God, God's sovereign purposes, because ye are sons, sons and heirs of God, he has sent forth the Spirit of his Son, crying, Abba, Father, sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, into us, for us to hear and know these wonderful truths of the wonderful way of salvation. Salvation by divine substitution. Jesus come, Jesus to come and suffer in the sinner's place. Oh, wonderful, wonderful gospel, the grace of God. But in the fullness of time, this was the perfect appointed time. When Christ came, it wasn't a moment before, a moment after. It was the fullness of time, the very moment when the Lord was born, and he came in that way. God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that are under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Well, this is really what every one of us need to be confirmed in, to know we're children of God. Here it says adoption of son as sons. We know it must mean sons and daughters of the Most High God, children of God and joint heirs with Christ. But oh, here it says because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wonderful, is it so? Are we favoured to know the holy influence, teaching, exercise of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of his Son? Oh, I believe it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit always is in exercise to acknowledge and to testify of Christ, to take of the things of Jesus and reveal them to sinners. He sent forth the Spirit of his Son. Oh, wonderful. He sent forth his Son, made of a woman, to redeem that. And because ye are sons, he has sent forth. You see, it's repeated, but the added important words. God sent forth his Son, made of the woman, made under the law, to redeem them that are under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Spirit of his Son into your hearts. I believe that's your new heart, friends of mine. Our new hearts and natures. The child of God born of the Spirit. The child of God who has a new heart, new nature. And he sends forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts. He comes and he enters himself and he casts out sin. He blesses his people with his presence. He indwells them, he comes to them. Oh, how wonderful these things are, of the way God deals with his people. He works in them, he blesses them. Can you embrace this as knowing it personally? Have you any of this wonderful experience of so receiving Christ, having him within you, Christ in you, the hope of glory? Oh, God's dear Son, come to you. We know he come to the earth, he come up to this earth, he walked this earth. But you know, he indwells his people. He does now, today, he comes to his people. He is not on earth now, walking this earth, but he comes to his people. In the way, the witness, the favour of the indwelling, the witness of the Spirit in them. Send forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, God, your Father in heaven, send forth his Son. He so loves his children. They are so precious to him. They are bought with a price. And he, God, in perfect love, sent forth his Son. He sent him forth, and his people are to experience it. Personally, the favour of possessing Christ. He formed in their hearts a hope of glory, he indwelling his people, so that they know by experiencing the presence of Christ, the indwelling of Christ. Wonderful favour. I hope, I trust, I know it. I couldn't preach it if I didn't know it. But friends, now at this time, the fullness of time, I want to dwell on this a little, as God may help me. The fullness of time, it was perfectly so when Christ came. But God's got that perfect time, the fullness of time, for every one of his people, when he has purpose to begin his work of grace in them, to begin to deal with them, to begin to teach them. And what God does, he does it by his Spirit. The first work of the Spirit, the quickening of sinners into life. Oh, have you got this favour? Is there this witness in you that God's quickened you into life? We were all careless and unconcerned. We were all dead in sin. We were all children of wrath, and even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Are you in it? Are you in the favour of it? Has God quickened you, made you alive spiritually? Do you possess a life which will never die, which is God has given you, put within you, given you eternal life? Like the Saviour said, the Son of God said, regarding himself being the good shepherd, give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Now, friends, we know, we feel we should dwell upon the birth of Christ, his coming into the world, but not to stay there, but to be in exercise and God-giving understanding for what he come for. Dawn felt it this afternoon in trying to preach to friends at Southerly. You know, what was so wonderful with those wise men that came. They were wise because God had made them wise. They were wise unto salvation, I believe. It is testified clearly by how they brought the gifts and how they fell down and worshipped Christ. It's very notable to acknowledge they didn't fall down and worship Mary. When they saw Mary and the babe, it stated, they fell down and worshipped him. Oh, Mary's mentioned. Mary's acknowledged. But they didn't fall down and worship her. They fell down and worshipped him. They were wise. What is he to us? Is he the object of our first desire? Is he the object of our worship, our praise? Him alone, none other. Because none but Jesus can do help this sinner's good. And oh, we come to worship the Lord as we gather to worship the Lord in prayer and in praise, to practice his word, well as to hear and to receive with contrition the deeds we've done, feeling our guilt and confessing our sins and feeling that grief, that deep grief for sinning and grieving our Saviour. But oh, to have that remission, that wonderful remission, and receiving it with contrition in the way of feeling conviction of sin and confessing it, repenting of it, feeling sorry for it and desiring not to sin again. But needing so greatly, needing the remedy, needing redemption. And that has been brought in by Christ, by the price he paid. Oh, what he paid. His sufferings, his agonies in the Garden of Gethsemane and in the Hall of Judgment on the place of the pavement and the Calvary. What he endured, no tongue can tell, to save our souls from death and hell. Oh, his people know just a little, perhaps, according to his will, when he blesses them with fellowship with him in his sufferings. And to know and consider him, that he was given of the Father, came to this earth, sent forth by God the Father, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem, to pay the price, to redeem, to save, to bring his people into the favour, knowledge of salvation, experience of redemption, the blood applied, his holy blood applied. He must pour out his holy blood, not all the blood of bulls and goats on Jewish altar slain, could give the guilty conscience peace and wash away the stain. And Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our sins away. Sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. Even friends, we would with great reverence acknowledge him, the blood of God shed for sinners. You will be brought to greatly reverence and feel great gratitude, wonder and amazement that God sent forth his dear Son, gave his dear Son. And his dear Son was so willing to suffer and bleed and die to redeem his people from sin and death and hell. The price which settled the stern demands of the justice of God was no less than the blood of Christ, the blood of God. Not anything else could settle the debt. Not any other way could redemption be brought in. This was according to the agreement of covenant transactions of Jehovah before the world. It came. As I've quoted you, our wonderful lover took flesh of our flesh from sin to release us, that yoke so long worn. The Lord, the Son of God, the Saviour. It may be figurative language regarding winter, we are not sure. The Saviour, the Redeemer, in winter was born. He came. He was indeed found in fashion as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Does God by the Spirit lead you to Calvary? Do you have a view of that scene of matchless grace? Jesus in the sinner's place. Is that sight that he gives you of him there. Such a sight fills you with wonder. Oh, why me? Oh, blessed God, why me? You must forever lie in hell, we're not salvation free. As God teaches us, friends, as he reveals to us, as he makes clear to us and seals it to us, that the redemption that is in and through Jesus Christ is absolutely free to the vilest of sinners. Yes, he so paid that price by shedding his blood, and the demands of justice, the justice of God, are satisfied. Redemption by price paid. Oh, God accepts his people, must accept them, because the price is paid, the debt is paid, it is settled, all is settled. No, how blessed you will be if you can feel it and acknowledge it. My soul approves it well, to know it, to know your sins are pardoned, they're blotted out by the blood of Jesus Christ. Isaiah has it in, even in that way. He says, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy sins. Yes. Oh, to know it, friends. It's God's sovereign purpose that his people shall know there's no redemption, full and free, through the Lamb's redeeming blood applied to them. Yes. Yes. To redeem them that were under the law, to set them free, to bring them into liberty, bless them with joy and peace in believing. Oh, I trust I can humbly acknowledge I have known the wonderful liberty of the gospel. There's nothing can be compared to it, friends. Nothing in nature, power or art, nothing in anything in the world, anywhere of anything. Even the riches of all the things that there may be, esteemed and counted as so priceless, as it were, they can't be compared to the riches of his grace. Oh, his people are blessed and favoured to so know the riches of his grace. Oh, wonder of wonders. Our Lord's paid the price, the redemption price, to redeem the church. This is what he come for. This is what he was born in that miraculous way and come to this earth, took upon him human nature separate from sinners to redeem them that were under the law. And this is wonderful, friends, if we know and led into it. Because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, my Father. Oh, and how the child of God, is so filled with amazement and wonder, the love of God, the Father to them, in giving his dear Son, the love of the dear Son of God, their elder brother, who was born for adversity, suffered, bled and died in his people's room, place and stead. Your redemption and mine, I hope, by price paid, the price, the holy heart's blood of God. Yes, this wonder of wonders. Oh, the wonder of wonders it is to God's people that Christ came. That he came in this way. We want to remember him. We want to consider him. We want to praise him. We want to feel it at this season, to acknowledge it and to be filled with thanksgiving and praise, and to be acknowledging it, testifying it one to another, rejoicing in Christ Jesus. The apostle said to the Philippians, we rejoice in Christ Jesus, having no confidence in the flesh. We learn that, friends. No confidence in the flesh. But our confidence, a confidence is strong, it's in Jesus Christ. faith in the bleeding lamb. This is the favour they came to redeem. Well, we've rambled a bit, friends, but oh, to know it, friends. Oh, to know and taste redeeming love. This is my heart's desire for every one of you. Some of you have known it. Some of you have Jesus Christ formed in your heart. The hope of glory is very precious to you. Oh, what think ye of him? You know, after I'd been favoured when I was a young man, I could detect that there were people that had detected how I'd been blessed. One of them was a godly minister. I knew he detected the Lord had so blessed me. It was proved when we met the next time, and his words, how he spoke differently to me. And how we communed one with another upon these precious things of redemption. The forgiveness of pardon. You know, it's the holy pleasure of the Church of God to be led into this, to commune with the Lord with a full heart of thanksgiving and praise, to commune one with another, to tell and testify one to another. I feel a sadness when I know that some, though they've been so blessed, have not felt to be brought into the liberty to be able to speak. You see, it speaks here of the bondage of the law, and we may be under that, but when we are set free, when we are blessed with forgiveness, we're not under the law. We're released from it in that sense. Set free. Wonderful words the Saviour spoke. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And I believe in, with that freeness, we are accountable to God to testify what he's done for our soul, what he's done in us and for us. Oh, so clearly it says, because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Oh, he's crying, Abba, Father. He sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. It's that God so with that strong voice of praise, you wish, he's calling us to praise him, to bless him. Oh, God's love is such. Everything is free grace, free redemption. Everything God gives is perfectly free to his people. Oh, they are called to follow him. They are called to take up their cross. God expects, friends, us to make testimony of what he's done for our soul. Let us not neglect it. Let us not go on, as it were, as if we are in bondage under the law, even when we have been liberated, when we have been set free. It's solemn to go on as if you're still under the law. If he has blessed you, if he has favoured you with his free mercy, if he has set you free, if he has given you hope, if he's raised you, if he's given you some measure of assurance, surely we should make it known. Oh, wonderful favour it is. He has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba Father, crying. The acknowledgement, I tell you what it is, as it seems to come to me. He's looking for us to, and causing us to bring loud thanksgivings. loud thanksgivings to bring to him in praise. Loud thanksgivings of what he's done for us. May he enable us each to do so, and may all be to his glory. The glory of our God, our triune God, the Son and Holy Spirit, that we have free redemption through Christ's blood. God the Father accepts us in his beloved Son. In Ephesians it's stated in the first chapter, made accepted in the beloved. One personally goes back to a service at Earthlingborough where the Lord's servant, Mr. Brian Sayers, preached upon that text, made accepted in the beloved. It's his merits, friends, his precious blood and merits. Oh, wounded souls with sin and death, feeling it, they're set free. Oh, wonder wonders, free grace, free favour, free redemption. Oh, may we live to his praise. We've got a few years, friends, perhaps some of us, or it may be not so long. We don't know what a day may bring forth. But is it a concern, especially to us that are a long way across the sea of time? Is it a concern that do we have a desire and exercise to live to God's praise? I hope I can give witness of that. I desire to live to the praise of my Saviour in sweet home, that I shall be landed home. Oh, to be with him who loved a loved one and gave himself for me. So to live, spend the rest of our days in exercise for his name and cause, and to see those blessed signs following the preaching of the word, our own preaching, not my own, but what he gives us to speak, and his dear servants who we love, those we have of our beloved denomination, ministering the word. We look for signs following, all for God's honour and glory. May he grant us exercise, even singleness of eye day by day, to the honour and glory of our God. Our God who gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £685, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pack will preach on Friday evening and Mr. Sadler next Lord's Day, and he will address the Sunday school in the afternoon, if the Lord will. And the collections next Lord's Day are for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association. And our friends at Fenstanton hope to hold their Christmas morning service at 9:30. Let us close with hymn 750. Come ye that know and fear the Lord, and lift your souls above. Let every heart and voice accord to sing that God is love. Hymn 750.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything that they have seen amiss in our services today. Do own and bless thy word, Lord. Oh, help us, Lord, to go on in the pilgrimage journey. Oh, give us grace day by day, strength to do thy will. Help us to take up our cross and follow thee day by day. We commend to thee thy dear people here and commend them to the word of thy grace. Favour them at this season, Lord, with that wholesome favour of family love and, O Lord, thy presence above it all. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us each, now and evermore. Amen.